Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Cassandra Van Zandt. I haven't been on the show in a long time, but I am really, really excited to bring this show to you because I have Carrie Starr with me today. And I want to call her, you know, Cosmic Carrie Starr because she is the one who does a lot of things that deal with cosmic sex. And I've known Carrie for a long time. And when I first met her, I could feel the energy coming off of her. You know, she's just a really, really beautiful person. And when I kept in touch with her for a lot of years, and then she kept telling me she's writing a book. And the book is called Carrie Starr's Amazing Adventures in Cosmic Sex, The Gifts of the Gods. I am so excited about when this book is going to be coming out because it's time. And when it's time, the universe conspires to make everything happen. So now, after many, many years of saying, Carrie, have you got your book done? I feel that it's actually coming out very, very soon. So she's an author, a sex educator. She knows her stuff. And we're here to talk about orgasmic energy. Okay, this is manifesting with the art of sexual energy. And Carrie does know what she's talking about. I want you to listen from the expert's point of view. I'll be asking her some questions. Please feel free to call in at 646-716-8071 if you have questions for Carrie. And we will just get started with the show right now. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cassandra. I just want to tell everybody that everything she said about me is ditto for you. I sat down next to Cassandra, and I almost reached over and kissed her, and I didn't even know her name. And I said, oh, don't do that. And then she ended up becoming a very dear friend of mine and has coached me through so many insecurities over the past 8 years while I was completing my book. So you've been a major part of my life and a dear friend, and thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, not a problem now, because I'm getting excited about you actually getting your book out. And, of course, this is in the era where we're, you know, you hear about, you know, the women, you know, we're goddesses and, you know, the goddess focus on women. And I actually started to think about this, the sex magic. I actually call it just sex manifestation, but it whatever it is that you're doing. And right off the hand, why don't you just tell the listeners, what are we talking about? What is sex magic?
Well, my whole book comes to mind, you know, as I was looking through my information to see what I wanted to say. But the question of what is prayer? What is prayer? What is manifestation prayer? So a lot of people have been working in this and helping us to understand how to manifest, which is feeling in very high frequencies from the heart, from the emotions. And that is what manifests when we're thinking of what we want and feeling the presence of it. So when we apply that to sex, we're simply riding on that edge just before orgasm where the frequency is so high, you're in a state of ecstasy, you're just about to have that orgasm, but you're holding back and you are touching God, basically. If we think of heaven as being the very highest frequency where all is pure love, the place we want to be but can't seem to reach a lot of times, that edge of orgasm is touching that very highest frequency. So I can talk a lot, so if you want to interrupt me at any time, please do. I will go on for hours, but I have a quote from Alan Watts that just thrilled me when I read it. It says, The substance of the universe is consciousness, not matter. When we tune into the internal world and perceive vibration as light, sound, geometry, and images, void of the reality of the third dimension around us, we tap into a greater energy system that feeds this dimension. So it is my experience that when I get into that inner world, I close my eyes and I'm in a state of ecstasy, that there is a more powerful energy that I'm connected to. And when I'm by myself, it's feeding my manifestation desires. But when I'm with a lover, it's running through my body and feeding my lover too. So this is the place that we want to get to, riding that edge of orgasm, riding the edge, riding the wave. I like to use all those terms.
Mm-hmm. So you're not talking about the actual orgasm. You're talking about getting right there. And the orgasm, what's the orgasm for?
Well, the orgasm is like the eruption of the volcano.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about my very first experiment with sex magic. I mm-hmm. needed to replace my car. I was living in Seattle, and I had burned out my automatic transmission when it was raining on the steep hills downtown. And so mm-hmm. I was scared of the whole process, and I said, okay, I'm going to try this sex magic. And I was thinking about the cars I wanted, and they were coming to mind. I said, no, not that one. I'm not high enough yet. So I kept getting closer to ecstasy, getting closer to that orgasm. And as I did so, I started thinking again. Like, I put it aside for a moment, and I got really into getting close to orgasm. And then at that moment, I said, okay, so what is the car I want? And boom, the image came into my mind. It was a car I'd forgotten about long ago, and there it was. And I said, no, I want a better color than that. But that's the car I want. I forgot about that. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. And there was a knowing that came to me that said, you're going to have this car. And I said, soon? And the answer was, tomorrow. And I got so excited, I let go and had this massive orgasm, and the excitement rose so high and exploded. And I jumped up out of the bed, and I knew I was going to have that car tomorrow, and it was going to be the first place I went.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went the next day, and I described to the lady what I wanted. She came out with the car. She said, meet me out front. I had no idea what I was looking at. I had told her I wanted a sexy car. So I went, and I had wanted a Hyundai Sonata. I thought that would be in my price range. So I went out front. There's this beautiful, sexy red car. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, what kind of car is this? I could see it was a Hyundai. She said, it's a Sonata. I was like, what? I said, give me the papers. She goes, no, you've got to test ride it first. So I went home with the Sonata in an hour.
Good.
And it was the easiest. I was so excited, and I absolutely loved that car. So that was my first experience.
That, you know, the things that this is just bringing you closer to what it is that you want, because I know I can sit around and visualize what I want. I'm, you know, putting this out to the universe. I'm, you know, manifesting it. But this, would you say this is just I don't want to say shortcut, but it's more of a direct connection. And it's also something that is within all of us. You know, I was thinking about if you're using the sex magic, some people, I think I told you this one time before, it's like I'm wasting all these orgasms if I'm not using it for something to manifest. You know, the thing of what we have, it's like we all have gifts. You know, we all can use the gifts that we have, but we also have the gift of our body and the chakra centers and the energies that are in it that most people don't realize. I have something that's talking about, you know, the chakra centers and the energy. And when you're looking at that, that's coming from the root chakra, the sacral chakra too, that anything that you're manifesting is going to be ignited that way. Now, when we're talking about this, I'm just going to get us along here because we only have 30 minutes and there's so much stuff I want to talk about. There is, I'm sure, some people who are listening, they're either going, yes, this sounds good, or like, oh my God, are you kidding? So my next question is, why do some people think it's bad or evil to do something like this in order to manifest? You know, you mentioned prayer. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a form of connecting to the universe, to God. But why does people think it's bad or evil?
Well, we have been in the cycle of darkness. So it's my understanding that we come into this game of life in order to move into darkness, and it's actually a coveted place to be. Now, this is very deep, but from the perspective of heaven, we are perfect angelic robots on repeat. We're just beings of light. We are all lights. We're all the same mm-hmm. thing. And we say, wow, how can we individuate and become different and enjoy those differences and have challenges in the midst of eternity forever? So we created a game where we delve into darkness, and one of the major components of our darkness was to cut ourselves off from our origins. Our origins in this reality come from the blending of masculine and feminine energies, which is sex. The vibration that results from the joyous singing together of the masculine and feminine results in our universe. It is all made of sex. It is all made of masculine and feminine vibration. So we've been cut off, and we lost ourselves. And so by the churches that were doing their job of creating darkness, that sex was evil. And so we became
right.
very afraid and cut off from our source and walking around in the dark, wondering who the hell are we? How did we get this way? And the church says, oh, you're this glorious, beautiful being, you know, that was conceived in sin. So that's the root chakra where we were conceived. And that is where the earth enters us. That is the feminine. So the whole feminine energy has been repressed, and we're afraid now. We're full of fear because these layers of the onion are thick. There's so many. I still run into a lot of places in me where there's fear that says, sex is evil. What do you think you're doing? You're going to destroy the earth with your word.
Wow.
Like, really? Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes, so the fear is so programmed into us for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And we are just now turning the corner through the portal of the 2012 time gate that we all aligned with to be the turning point from where our darkenment begins to turn to enlightenment. And we take back our ecstasy, we take back our opening of the heart, and begin the return to the light, to the source being that we truly came from. So the source who is us, put in a cycle so that we would have the support to return into the light after our experience of darkness. It's like going into the haunted house. You get in the car, you go through it for a certain amount of time, and then come out into the light.
That's a good way to put it.
So, yeah, so I still have lingering fear myself, so I understand anybody listening, if you think it's voodoo or weird or dark witchcraft or something. But truly, God wants to rain down abundance upon us. And if you think that manifesting material things isn't your cup of tea and that it's bad, well, might I suggest that you manifest love? You can just as easily get yourself on the edge of orgasm and focus on a lover that you want. You can focus mm-hmm. on manifesting love for the entire world, and the energy will, as you said, come up through the chakras. You can start breathing it up from the root, from the genitals up your spine into your heart and imagine opening your heart to the entire world, blessing all with this powerful ecstasy that you're feeling. When you get into ecstasy, it's always full of love. You don't go into ecstasy without love. It's always part of it. So you become very happy. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm wondering also, you know, just to clarify it for people, this does not need to be performed with a partner. You know, if you're a solo practitioner, it will work just as well.
I'm usually a solo practitioner when I do
okay.
it. So just before getting on the show today, I really did feel that this is a launching of action for the release of my book, and I was so excited and a little nervous. So I said, well, I should do some sex magic. So I laid down and relaxed, and I got out my vibrator. Yes, I'm allowed to say that on radio. And I got busy, but I went into relaxation, and within moments of feeling this pleasure rising up from my root chakra, I started remembering everything I needed to say. It was just coming to me mm-hmm. in a current of information, and I was like, oh my God, it's working. This is powerful.
Mm-hmm. Do you sometimes doubt that it's when it's working?
No. Do I doubt when it's okay. working?
Yeah, because you
no.
were saying sometimes, you know, so this is working. You know, when we go into anything with an intent, you know, that's the biggest thing that we have to do, we're just focusing. So I always say, you know, you put your intent in doing this, then that intent will be met. So you know, we focus, we look at it, we go for it. Everything that we are achieving is for us. Can you use this for good as well as not good?
Oh, great question. I believe that the beings that were in charge of taking us into darkness, they are experts at this.
Mm-hmm.
They burned down the ancient libraries. They took away our spiritual metaphysical knowledge and kept it for themselves. And in order to manifest darkness, they most definitely used sex magic. And
oh,
I think
okay.
this is probably where the fear comes from, that those
mm-hmm.
that created the world of darkness for us, are part of us and are part of our mass consciousness and have put that fear into us to stay away from it, that it's of the devil.
Right.
Wait, back to your question. Yes, you know, I don't like to talk about it, but I do believe that there's heavy pedophilia and satanic worship going on, in which they I don't even like to talk about it. So that's going on at a from what I understand, a very deep level.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about sex, bringing it back into sacredness, is the job of every person that wants to rid the world of this dark evil that's going on, because the more we talk about it, the more we
mm-hmm.
explore it, especially around children, which everyone is so afraid to talk about because they
mm-hmm.
think the mention of children and sex together is so evil they can't even bear to hear the two in the same sentence. So if we're going to stop this pedophilia and the satanic worship that's going on, we've got to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's being hidden under, I'm sorry this turned this way, I'm just going to make it brief. If we keep paying attention to the false flag of trafficking, which is barely even going on at all, we're going to ignore the fact of this pedophilia satanic worship where children are being stolen and,
mm-hmm.
and taken into torture. So I don't want to keep on that track. We can talk about that another time.
Well, that was just one of the questions that popped up because, you know, we always have people can always take something that is meant to manifest into, you know, whether it's love or whether it's material things, and they can turn it around into something that is not, you know, for the greater good of humanity. So anything can be turned around, but what we're looking at in, with this interview is to let people know that we are very powerful beings. Most people don't
Indeed.
Realize that. I mean, we have this built into us. It's like the percentage of the brain power that we use compared to what we could is like, I have no idea what the percentage is, but I know it's very low. And it's the same thing with, we have these wonderful bodies. They're not just to, you know, walk around. They're also a spiritual capsule, for lack of a better word, that has the wherewithal in order to get what we need. Because I don't feel that when we were put here on this earth, or when we came here on this earth, that we were just here to, you know, just walk around and see what happens. We have this built-in energy. We have this built-in power source, and we don't know it. That's why this
Absolutely.
Is really important. When you said, you know, let's do a show on it, I'm like, yeah, let's go for it, because there's more to us than we have been led to believe. So, no, we're just lowly humans. We're here, and the only power source that we have is God and the universe. When most people don't realize, we are the power source that's connected to the power
mm-hmm.
source.
Yes, ma'am.
So everything about us is magical, and that's one of the things I'm looking at, too. I am magical. You're magical. You know, my neighbors are magical, but we have to tap into that magical instead of thinking that we can't, because we've been so conditioned that we have to, you know, just keep in drudgery and be thankful for whatever scraps we get. And that's not what we're here for. We have everything built inside. So take advantage of it.
Yes, yeah, so you said so much, and it was all in alignment with what I feel. We're just coming out of darkness. We were in a dumbing down process on purpose. It's not
yeah.
just the bad guys who made that happen for us. We're all part of it all. So we came to exist on this plane so that we could have the life that we have. Well, what do we get out of it? Look around. We get the emotional development. We get the contrast of all the fear and all the excitement and all the wins and all the losses. And it is full of experience. In
mm-hmm.
heaven, where we don't have death, there's no fear. There can't be fear. Fear
right.
comes along with death. You know, so we created this environment. We dumbed ourselves down. We entered this process to have these experiences. And now we are moving into a slightly higher place.
Right.
So that we're taking back some of our knowledge. We're able to perceive more. We're able to remember our origins more easily.
Mm-hmm.
We are now able to access ecstasy more easily. We're able to talk about sex more easily. Everything, we are maturing. We are taking back some of our ancient knowledge that is part of us. But you know, we don't want to jump from being who we are now to being space aliens.
Right.
We don't want to jump there overnight. So I call it the long, slow orgasm back to God, where every little
beautiful.
Detail is felt and enjoyed and celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to address something because we're short on time. What, we got 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, so you were asking how do we judge between a negative experience and positive, or how will we differentiate? So
uh-huh.
sometimes I get on a negative track when I'm doing sex magic. And all there is to do is notice I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling like, yuck, this isn't as good as usual. And I change my thought pattern. So I'll say, I want to experience the divine. I want to touch God. I want to feel my heart explode in joy. And I relax and I focus on those thoughts and I feel them throughout my body. I invite the divine into my body. It's already there, but mm-hmm. I create the intention that God is making love through me. And I want to open and feel as much pleasure as I possibly can. So I'm going to work on where my intention is. If I'm getting somewhat of a negative result that I don't care for, then mm-hmm. I keep changing those thoughts. And they can be just as erotic and crazy as anything, but with an intention of the highest to bring God in, bring pleasure, bring ecstasy, and touch the divine.
What would cause the negative thoughts?
Well, let's see. Something like, what would cause negative thoughts? If anger entered it, if thoughts of revenge, or if you're focusing solely on physical pleasure and you don't allow your thoughts to rise into love and blessings, because that's where you start touching ecstasy. You know, I love these women I'm fantasizing about. I love these men. They are so amazing. Sex is amazing. Life is amazing. Thank mm-hmm. you, Creator. Thank you. I love life. These thoughts bring in the higher experiences. But if you're just like focusing on, oh yeah, harder, harder, more, fast, you might feel like a dog. I mean, dogs are great,
right.
Don't get me wrong, but you start feeling kind of mucky, kind of like this isn't getting off the ground.
Would it be,
you
can
say, a sense of love?
It's also very carnal. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's just very worldly, carnal. And that, I'm glad that I asked that question, because that is something that people can realize when they are practicing this. And that's the other taboo, you know, the sex and then the word magic. That's why I call it manifestation. But then that's
yes.
my deal. Now, before we run out of time, I definitely want you to let people know how they can contact you.
All right. Well, I was going to rush to put together a quick crowdfunding site, and then I realized I couldn't do that quickly. So I'm just going to ask you to check out my Facebook page, and all you have to do is search Cosmic Kari Starr. That's Cosmic with K-A-R-I-S-T-A-R. You can send me messages. I'm so close to getting my book out. I just need to make a few little pictures, and then I'm going to put it on CreateSpace and self-publish, and it'll be book one of two, or maybe three or four, who knows. But you can contact me through Facebook by sending me a message.
Okay, and then people can order the book from you off of Facebook. You just will you have something that will direct them to that? Because it's really
Just like my page.
Yeah.
Okay. Like my page, I'm going to be putting up ads on my page to go to the crowdfunder, and you can purchase the book on Kindle or you can purchase it paperback. It's going to be unedited at first, and I'm raising money to get the editing done. It's very expensive. So through Facebook is really all I've got right now. There's a link to a website, but I haven't got that complete yet either, but all of this is on a roll and moving forward. And Cassandra, I can't thank you enough for all of the love and support you've given me through the years.
Well, I mean, I'm just I get the first copy, and I think we we made that deal about, 6 years ago? So anyway, thank you so much for being on the show. I know it went really fast, but I could have you on again, and we could talk more in depth about this. So everyone, get a hold of Carrie on Facebook and tune in for more.
Thank you, Cassandra. Thank you, everyone. I look forward to hearing from you on my page.
Okay, hold on.